Elliot Wilson. I'm still here with Drizzy Drake.
Yeah, I'm here.
Getting our wine spritzers on. So, Drake, how did you make the internet's wet dream come true and become besties with J. Cole? Like, how did this happen, man? You know, the internet is just, they're just overjoyed. They can't even come up with negative comments about it because they're just so damn happy that you guys are cool.
Yeah, it's it really wasn't like something that we were like, you know what, in November or like in December of 2010, we're going to be friends. It wasn't like something. It wasn't like something we really planned.
That's how me and DJ Wonder became friends.
It was just one of those things where it was like, you know, I mean, the more you see somebody, you get to realize like different things about them. Like, you know, I mean, like Cole is such a great guy, but then you meet guys like Ibrahim, you meet his boys like Omen and the other guys that are around him, and you realize like, okay, not only is this guy a solid dude, but he's got great people around him. You know, the people, like the people in our team start vibing, and it just becomes like, you know, if you become like happy to see somebody, like when I know Cole's gonna be at an event, I'm like, ah, oh, my boy's gonna be here, we could joke and kick it, and that's like it's a great feeling. It's a lot less pressure, it's a lot less weight, it's like the weight's off your shoulders, it's not awkward, like, and plus, you know, we have a tour coming up, and we're just in a great place. I mean, we are definitely two people that can survive as separate entities in this business. I don't feel like there's any reason for any animosity, any necessary direct competition. I mean, at the end of the day, we're competing with everybody, and you always want to be the best rapper, but I feel like we can both exist.
Yeah, you also reconnected with Rihanna. It's your first number one record, right?
Yeah.
Exactly your first one.
It's actually my first number
Unbelievable.
One.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
When, like, number one on the of all records.
Yeah, pop out. Side.
Yeah, on the pop side, because, I mean, hip-hop number ones, I've had a few.
Got a lot of those.
but yeah.
I ain't bragging to nothing, but.
But yeah, it was great, man. It was a great opportunity. I remember I heard the song first in L.A., and I could tell right away it was a special record. I just didn't know what I'd be able to bring to it, because I just wanted to say a whole bunch of like witty, vile things on it. You know? and then
like douchebag flow. You want to douchebag it out?
And then I ended up sort of doing it. You know, found a happy medium.
So that wasn't like you was working before with her. That was a totally different concept, which you worked on in the past with her.
Like a lot of the stuff I did for her in the past leaked as reference songs, and then, you know, people keep asking me to perform them, but I'm like, they're clearly for a girl. Like, that live performance might get a little weird, but a lot of the stuff we worked on was from the past, and then this was just she came to me, she was like, I got this record, I think you'd kill it, and she played it.
But she was like, you got red hair, so we could be friends again now. Yeah, cool. Like,
we're always cool, no matter what the hair color, man.
Do you like the red hair?
Yeah, she always looks beautiful to me.
All right. Yo, her man might be tipping out, man. I saw some things in the gossip blogs, man. She might be out there.
I don't know. She might be
available, man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't worry about that.
Here's something I want to know if you worry about. Yeah. The Grammys are coming up. Awards. I know Kanye takes awards very seriously. How serious do you take it? Because you got some tough competition for these Grammys this year.
Yeah. You know, it's all like, as much, I'm gonna sit here and give you my
political
answer.
One?
Like, I'm gonna tell you, like, man, you know, it's always best to go in thinking you're not gonna win.
No, I mean, of course,
yeah.
You don't want that.
Farrakhan does not want that.
Me and G. Robeson already had the, like, you know, G. Robeson already hit me with the, man, I need that best new artist on my shelf. You know, I need, like, G hit me with that one already. So, I mean, you know, that's the one that I'd love to win. But, I mean, you know, you look at Florence and the Machine as such a phenomenal, what a phenomenal year, what a phenomenal musician and group. And then you look at, you know, the other Canadian.
Yo,
he's,
you remember
he's
that,
just doing,
you remember
know.
That MTV Awards, though, the best new artist, they kind of caught you out there saying, I quit. You got mad when you lost the award to
I didn't say that.
It looked like you said, I quit.
I know, yeah, that's not what I said at all, actually. Yeah,
can you tell us what you said?
I don't really remember,
said,
but
little
it was.
Little motherfucker. It wasn't.
No, I said I knew it. I said I knew it.
Oh, I knew it.
That's what I said.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I knew it. I didn't say I quit. I said I knew it.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah,
okay.
It looked like I quit. But it was I knew it.
You said,
but
douchebag.
Yeah. But he's doing, like, you know, he's like selling out the ACC back to back, and I'm not really sure what the committee looks for, but, you know, I am a very very big supporter of the Grammys. I always go.
You deal with the business.
Yeah,
of it,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, I just love music. You know, I'm actually part of the Memphis chapter, which I'm very proud of.
Oh wow, that's cool.
So I'm part of the Memphis chapter of the Grammys. And and I always go out to Nashville and speak to the kids out there. And
that's what we're doing.
He's trying to win them over.
Yeah, no, I just that's something.
Kill them with kindness.
Man, I like speaking. I actually went to the Brooklyn Boys and Girls School yesterday and talked to the kids.
Okay.
I love talking to the kids. You know, I mean, high school, nobody cool ever came through and talked to me. You know, and actually, I don't show up like, and this is how you should act. Mm. Like, I don't try and get preachy. I just show up and I ask the teachers if I can swear, and if they say no, then I try and edit down the swearing. But I mean, I just try and talk to them. You know,
and you got your Grammy speech ready. I heard. If you win something.
Yeah, I mean, I said that, and I never threw... I have it saved, actually.
That's in the Paris Morton, though.
Right? Yeah, that's in the Paris Morton. You're right, Elliot. You've done your research.
Just because you gave me this wine specific, I'm going to slip off my job, man.
I've got a thank you list ready. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's an honor to be nominated, especially four times. You know what I mean? It's painful to walk away with no wins off of four nominations, but... It's such an honor to even be recognized.
We'll stay positive.
Yeah, let's stay positive.
You might sneak you one, man.
Knock on wood.
That'll be nice, man.
Okay, more with Drake.
Yes.
Shade 4-5.
I'd like to return to